Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Linda Conyard is a certified Gestalt psychotherapist and family constellation facilitator, and she works as a trauma and transgenerational therapist and mentor for women in business throughout Australia. In addition, she is trained as a trauma release exercise facilitator, yoga teacher specializing in trauma-sensitive yoga, and family constellations facilitator, which works with generational issues and patterns. She has studied meditation as a Buddhist practitioner, which supports her work with clients. Her studies have also led her to the field of death and dying. She's been a part of the Karuna Hospice since 2007 as a family support volunteer. She's able to have the difficult conversations around death and dying with anyone facing the end of their life. Linda leads her clients through her Inner Work for Female Entrepreneurs and Find Your New Normal programs, which are a combination of one-to-one sessions, group sessions, and retreat. Through her own learning and inner work, Linda has developed her own uniqueness in blending the multiple modalities and her lived experiences to facilitate growth in those who work with her. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, right now I have an awesome business that I own and operate. So I'm a trauma therapist, so I help people recover from trauma. And my newest project, which I'm absolutely loving, is working with women in business and empowering them to find whatever's unresolved in them and shows up in their business. So it's very exciting. So I'm loving my business. And at home, I'm just loving, I give space to horses that... I've rescued some horses, so I give them some space and just somewhere to live and recover from their own trauma. So I knew nothing about horses until about January a year ago, and I've learned a lot. So that's what's happening in my life at the moment.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. So do you want to tell us a bit about your story then? Where have you actually been to get to this point?
Yeah, well, I guess animals have always been a refuge for me. They're the... something that I remember from my childhood very vividly, and nature is the other thing. I remember, you know, being on the farm, my grandparents' farm, and there was this huge fig tree and it had all these great roots that came out of it, and they were the rooms of my house. And there was always the cattle and the dog and the cat and everything around that, you know, supported me. I don't remember adults being so much present, but, you know, I remember, or even my brothers, but I remember that, animals and nature. And clearly, I still have animals in my life, and they're still a place of refuge for me, but I also give them refuge now. So they can, you know, come from wherever they've come from, and they can live a life that, you know, doesn't demand anything from them anymore. I remember my first suicide attempt was around 12 years of age. Very risky behavior, like getting absolutely off my face and going into the surf in the middle of the night, like just crazy, crazy things that I've done through my life. Joined the Air Force, worked in Education Queensland, so had some time in systemic, like organisational type places. And then I found Gestalt therapy. I was working with Karuna Hospice. I've done some study and work around death and dying, and I've been a volunteer with them since 2007. So Karuna's a home-based palliative care service based here in Brisbane. And through that, I was doing a spiritual care with the dying retreat and studying there. And there was this process there that I found amazing. It just had this life of its own. Anyway, I came back to work at Karuna, and I was talking to the girl next to me, just explaining this because I was blown away by it. And she said, oh, that sounds like Gestalt. I'm going, what's Gestalt? So we looked it up. And that night happened to be an introduction to their master's program. Anyway, I rang up and said, look, is it still on? They said, yes. So both of us ended up going. And the minute I sat down, I thought, I'm here. I know I'm here for 4 years. I have no idea how I'm doing it because I haven't been an academic in my life. And anyway, so I did. And that was like a lot of learning about myself and really coming to understand my life of trauma and the life that I've lived as a traumatized person, really. So that was really the, you know, a big point in my life where I started to understand a lot of the things that I had done and how I could come to be in those places.
Thank you for sharing that with us. So did you have an actual tipping point for change? Was that when you actually decided to go back and do that master's, or was there some other sort of point in time?
Well, I think I've been quite nudged along the way because I'm quite a spiritual person, and I always have been. I really recognise that in myself. I've always had this, not necessarily a connection, although I was raised Catholic, but not really a connection to the dogma of the religion, but the sense of that spirituality, that sense of something bigger than us, and that that how we connect in the world. So that sort of has been really strong and alive in me all my life, even amongst the times where I didn't want to be on the planet. So it's been probably a very strong push for me my whole life. And there's been times when I've just, like Karuna was one of those times where I wanted to do something of service, but I was studying my Ayurvedic stuff then, which is traditional Indian natural medicine. And it just wouldn't leave me alone. My gut just wouldn't leave me alone. So I had to write this letter, and then I was in the course in the next week. And, you know, like my life has been full of those types of things. So trusting my intuition a lot and just following that nudge, and even when I tried to avoid it, having to follow the nudge. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, there's been many points like that in my life, but definitely the understanding of trauma has really made a significant difference to my life. And then now, as I've studied and I work in that field in my own clinic, that makes a big difference to other people in the world as well.
So when you've been at those points where you've realised you needed to make change or you wanted to make change, were they like lightning bolts or slow rumble that lead you up to it? Because you were talking there a couple of times about, I just realised I had to do something else. Was it a slow rumble that led up to that? Or
I think it was a slow rumble my whole life, and then there would be a bam, then a slow rumble and a bam, and a slow rumble and a bam. It seemed to be like that the whole way along my life. My second daughter was diagnosed with cancer when she was 6 months old, so that was another huge traumatic period in my life over a long period of time. She ended up being totally blind at the age of 3 from the cancer. So in hindsight, and I never actually felt like I needed to ask why me, it was more like a knowing that in the middle of all me being traumatized and not present and all sorts of things, I still had a knowing that, you know, I would be fine and there's a reason. You know what I mean?
What about challenges? Like, you know, you've had your fair share of challenges by the sound of it. What about with your business? Have you had challenges that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Look, it's funny, like I feel like I throw in the towel, but there's no way I'm going to. Like, that's been my whole life and it's in my business as well. It's like, you know, I don't care what it takes, I'm doing this. But there's also this like, oh God, I wish I could just give up sort of feeling. But what I, and this is why I work with women in business with my Inner Work for Female Entrepreneurs program, because what is unresolved in us will show up in our business. And as you can imagine, having the trauma of a child with cancer and everything that's come with that and the disability, home was never like a really soft, gentle landing place for me. It wasn't somewhere that I could just go and rejuvenate. So I made my business my sanctuary. And when you do that, you don't make much income. So, you know, then I started wondering, and I had women in here and we're talking about their businesses and what's showing up in their business. I'm going, my God, this happens to so many people. So that's how Inner Work for Female Entrepreneurs was born, and how it's just amazing. Like, it's lots of shifts are happening, you know, as I do my own work and I continue to do my own work. I help others to see the same things and move through those, not move through, it's actually resolve and integrate those experiences and put them in the right place.
Yeah. What about putting one foot in front of the other? What keeps you going? Do you have like a big vision now? Or?
Yes, I have a big vision, and it's my spirituality, absolutely, that guides me. I trust implicitly in that. And also, I've studied something called family constellations, and that's systemic work. That the what my understanding has come from doing my own work in this space and doing that for others is that the field always gives us what we need. We just have to be able to hear it, see it, listen, and just be open to it. So even if there's a bad experience or you're having a bad time or whatever, my question always is of myself, is, okay, what is this giving me and my system? How is it supporting that? And can I do something different to heal it? So I have this different way of viewing things that supports ongoing growth rather than, you know, being, you know, smashed down by whatever circumstance it is this time.
Mm. So have you had like ignition points where things have taken off at various points along the way?
Yeah, and I feel I'm in one at the moment. It feels like this is a real growth and takeoff, like a rocket takeoff time for me at the moment. Just all this understanding and what I'm seeing and how I'm, just putting people through this program. It's like, it feels like one of those rocket times at the moment. Mm. But yeah, definitely on the way, it's been like a shove and a move into, you know, you're going to do this, girl, let's keep going. Yeah, definitely there's periods of that. And I've been through real stagnant periods. And I think they're equally as valuable because there's something in that around, you know, sometimes when you feel like you're walking through mud,
yes,
you know, you just can't, you know, there's not that life and aliveness in your being. I think sometimes they're equally important to have those stagnant walking through mud periods as well before the big growth.
Yeah, I believe that that's just holding you back to get ready for the ignition.
Yeah.
So you're just readying yourself. It's not going too far, so you wear yourself out or burn yourself out. So
yeah, and there's something about the timing of things.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it might need you walking through mud to, you know, just wait for the time. It's not the right time.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely. So what new possibilities have opened up for you from doing all this new work?
Look, it's endless. Like, you know, what I do is I just keep open to possibilities and I just keep looking for them and seeing them and then taking them. I mean, I couldn't even imagine all the possibilities that could come from what I've done in my life and the work that I've done and how I work with others. I'm just open to wherever I'm needed in the world and however that looks. As long as I've got time for my horses.
Yes.
My animals.
Yeah, because being with this 1,000 ripples effect too is another possibility, isn't it? That's just opened up because we have moved into a new part of our lives, or we're doing our own businesses, or we're making change, which is what this is all about. So it's a great project, isn't it?
It's a fantastic project. And for me, I get really excited when there's an opportunity to work with young people, because I spent most of my life in trauma and had no idea about it. And most of my clients are like that. So to think about, you know, hearing some advice from someone who can actually, open up some possibilities that, hey, you can change now, which will make your life look very different, you know, 40, 50 years from now. So I get quite excited, and that's why I think that project is fantastic, because it's really aiming at those young 15, 20-odd-year-old, the young people that, you know, don't have to live in the suffering that maybe most of us have, you know.
Yeah, it's such an important project. I'd love to get that message out to even one person, one teenager, just to help them along their way. So talking about exciting things, what else is exciting about the future for you?
Well, I think just, developing my business and growing with that more, because I think the work is so necessary. The other thing that I'm looking at doing is a PhD, not bad for not academic, in the long-term trauma effects, but I want to bring in systemic work. So I haven't shaped it up yet. What I would like to do is be able to bring into the medical, education, legal system some training in trauma-informed practice and care, because I have contact in all of those fields and the systems are broken. So we need to do something different, and we need to look outside of the box, and we need to stop doing what we're always doing. So I'm looking for ways to really start to not even change the systems, but move away from them and go, what can we create that's going to be actually worthwhile for people? Mm. So yeah, I guess that's pretty exciting. I have no idea what it looks like, but I'm just open to how it might turn out.
Yeah, yeah, that is pretty exciting. I like it. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay, yep.
What's your favourite book?
Peter Levine, Waking the Tiger.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I had to have a little bit of a think about this, because I think the main mentor, someone who was really pivotal in my life, was a squadron leader, Parker. He was ex-Air Force, and when I was about 17, I was working in a place called the United Services Club in Brisbane. And he was instrumental in just being a person, an adult that I could look up to that really cared and respected me, and I could do the same back. So he would be probably a significant person in my life.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Being with my horses. I love having breakfast with them. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great. What a way to wake up.
Yep.
Do you have a favourite food?
I love Indian. I love, I studied Ayurveda, but I love Indian food, yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you this one. Do you like the country or the city?
Well, I like the country.
I was wondering that.
Yes. It's where I live. It's the best place in the world.
Best place for your horses too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't do well in the city.
What's a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Do your inner work. If you do your inner work, and by that I mean, you know, that stuff that's left unresolved that you're probably even out of your awareness, find someone, do your inner work. I know from my own experience, and I hear it over and over again, it's really hard to find someone that will do the work with you. Keep looking. Keep looking until you find someone. Because like when you do that, your whole life, everything in your whole world changes and turns around. I've seen it over and over again in my clinic, day after day, person after person. So, you know, do your inner work.
Definitely true, isn't it? Because, you know, a lot of my people in my community and people I talk to, the ones that sort of are streaming ahead or living the life of their dreams or, you know, whatever it is, they're really enjoying their life. They've done work on themselves because a lot of people have had issues, have had different challenges and traumas and things, haven't they, as they've gone through life. It's just working on yourself first. And once you do that, then the whole world opens.
Absolutely. And Peter Levine in his book, because that was the book that started me to recognize my own trauma, my childhood trauma that I just normalized. He said this quote, it's what really struck me. He says, trauma is a fact of life. However, it does not have to be a life sentence. And I went, oh my God, of course it doesn't. So then, you know, it made me sort of look further about how do I resolve this stuff? How do I find peace with it?
Yeah, definitely. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would go and have understanding around trauma and the impacts of trauma. Like, it's everywhere, you know, it is everywhere. And if I had that understanding, my whole how I would have handled my daughter's cancer, just everything would have looked so different. So, you know, even as a little one in, you know, the environment that I was in, I would have, if I had the understanding about trauma and that I was still okay, yeah, that would have been just significantly life-changing.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Linda, and sharing your story. I really appreciate that. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Yeah, sure. Probably my website. That'll give people a little bit more idea about what I do. So it's www.rainbowatma.com.au. The Atma is Sanskrit for soul. So I had a vision about my business being Rainbow Light from the Heart Center. So that's what I called it. Or Facebook, Rainbow Atma on Facebook.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Igniters, Linda has trod the path of trauma herself and believes that the inner work she has done and her own lived experiences has led her now to helping others with trauma. I love that she is so passionate about animals and nature, especially her horses. If you want to find out more about Linda, go to her website, www.rainbowatma.com.au, or find her on Facebook as Rainbow Atma. For more about your inner balance and how you can blossom into the beautiful goddess within, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.